Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. We got Mitchell Rothschild with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mitchell is the CEO of a company called Vitals.com. And what they do is they marry up medical professionals and people who need them. Sort of a matchmakers for healthcare providers and patients. And so we're going to get Mitchell to talk to us a little bit about the company, but also what he thinks about the internet landscape, the online world, how he's sort of been able to conquer it and do it pretty well recently, and what advice he has for you and me as we try to do the same thing in our own businesses. Mitchell Rothschild, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. How did I do on your introduction of your company, Vitals.com?
You nailed it.
V-I-T-A-L-S, folks, Vitals.com. Now tell the audience what you guys do.
Well, I think you said it well. Basically, we are, I think, the country's most extensive database of information on doctors. And when you go to the doctor, you want to make sure you get one that is an expert in what you need, has the right personality for what you want, is able to accept your insurance. We today go out and we usually know more about buying a television set or a car than we do about buying a doctor.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I've been saying for a long time now, Mitchell, that Americans have got to become more healthcare consumers and not just healthcare patients.
I think that's exactly right. It is a strange transaction. It's one of the few transactions in America where when you go into the doctor, neither you nor the doctor has a precise idea of what that's going to cost.
And I don't think there's any time as consumers mm-hmm. where more every year that's gone by in the age of consumerism, consumers have had more power over everything. There still isn't much power. We still are kind of powerless when it comes to getting medical services. I think we feel that way, don't you?
I think we do. Again, when you speak about power, you know what they say about doctors and lawyers, which is once you find one, you either take their advice or find another one.
Right.
Our job is to help you find one whose advice you're going to take and that you feel is the right fit for you.
You used the word personality a minute ago. I thought that was an interesting choice of words. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I'm sure you know some people don't mind sitting in the waiting room for 40 minutes to see an expert. It drives other people crazy. For some people, a brusque, fast doctor is a turnoff. For others,
yep.
They don't really care.
I think there are plenty of people out there who would say, wow, I'd like to have only 40 minutes wait.
Right. Well, again, it's there's a lot of factors that go into it, and we actually is one of the factors that we use when you look at up a doctor is we have a 7-point consumer survey where people talk about does the doctor spend enough time with you, bedside manner, ease of getting an appointment, the courtesy of the office staff, other things that you might want to care about. Now, obviously, that's more important if you're going to a pediatrician or a OBGYN. It's less important if you're going to have heart surgery. So obviously,
right.
It depends on the doctor,
right.
but the personality is important. You want to be able to form a bond with the doctor.
And is this available? Is this service you provide is free for the most part? There, if you want further products, additional products, you charge, I guess, a little bit. But basically, to the user, it's free, right?
Yeah, it's more than basically free. It is free. We are sustained by advertising, data leasing, and we offer up things like online consults and online appointment setting. But as far as doing the research and checking up on your doctor, that does not cost you any money. That's free on the web.
And where is this? Is this available nationwide?
It is. Vitals.com. If there's a doctor that has an active license that hasn't been sanctioned out of practicing and is has a pulse and is actively working, he's on our database, and you can
all
look
right,
him up
so,
and find out.
So, all right, small business owners are listening to you right now, and some of them we'll be interested in your services, but as in with their small in their small business role, small business owner's role, they're thinking, wow, this guy found a niche, this guy found a place in online, and he's carved out a little home for himself. How do I do the same kind of thing in my business? I'm a dry cleaner, or I've got a wholesale company, or I got a little manufacturing company, or I sell soap, or whatever it is that they might do. How do I accomplish something similar in my own business? What are your suggestions, Mitchell?
Well, I would say the single biggest suggestion is the fact that Google search and the other search engines have changed the world. The reason why we've been able to get 60,000 people a day coming to our site and not pay any money for it is because there are 30 million people a month that look up doctors on Google. And what you need to find out, if you've got a business, is where are the people going and doing those searches on Google? And if you've got the folks that are doing the searches on Google and you know what kind of keywords they're looking up, and that's attainable information. If you know that and then you set up your website so that you have what is called content relevance, so that if somebody looks up a desire to find a female cardiologist in Atlanta, Georgia, whether they spell cardiologist right or wrong, that you've got a page that has contextual relevance and Google will display it. It takes a little bit of time, and there's a lot of rules associated with it, but once you figure that out, really, Google and Yahoo and MSN become your marketing vehicles. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten, this year alone, we've gotten about 6 million people to the site, and we've spent about $8,000 in marketing. So
wow.
The key to it is to be able to understand how searches are transacted today and have your signpost up so that you get looked at. And Google recognizes you.
What you just heard Mitchell just describe is called the concept of search engine optimization, SEO. And you go to bed sleeping thinking about SEO, and you wake up thinking about SEO. You go to lunch thinking about SEO, don't you?
Absolutely. We have, even though when you look at our site you see one homepage, we actually have 6 million different homepages. Because if your doctor's name is James Brown, it might be Dr. James Brown or James Brown MD or Jim Brown
right.
or Jay Brown,
right.
and we've got a different page for all of them, so
all
that whatever you type in Google,
right.
you're going to hit a bullseye with us.
This is very important, folks, and your own success doesn't have to be like Mitchell's. It could be he's only in the online world. If you're not, if you're in the traditional marketplace, it could be what he's doing writ small. You can do it. And we're going to talk some more about this with our new friend, Mitchell Rothschild. He's with Vitals.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Santana bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to smallbusinessadvocate.com. Of course, that's the place where you can listen to the shows, all of our interviews over the today and yesterday and 9 years ago even. Lots and lots of stuff there. At smallbusinessadvocate.com, and of course our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And don't forget to check out our blog, jimsblog.biz. We built all that just for you, no barriers to entry. Like our new friend Mitchell Rothschild's website, everything there is free. Mitchell is with vitals.com. It's an organization that is a matchmaker between you and your prospective doctor, I guess, right, Mitchell? I mean, if you're happy with your doctor, we don't need you, right?
Yes and no. We do have an alert service, and people do like to check out their doctor. People tend to be surprised by a lot of information.
Like what?
See if their doctor has won any awards, if they're certified. You may go to somebody you think is a plastic surgeon, but they may only be certified in dermatology.
That's
good information to have.
Yeah, board certified is a big deal, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Well, board certification is essentially over the last decade and a half. There's 24 medical boards that certify physicians in particular areas, and that identifies that they have passed a fairly rigorous exam. What's interesting is only about 78% of doctors are actually certified. You've got more than a fifth of the doctors that just do not have certification, and that's a doctor you probably don't want to go to, because that means the doctor is not taking the time to go through the testing that is the sign of approval from these boards.
Yep, and so that's vitals.com, V-I-T-A-L-S.com. Mitchell, we were talking before we went to the break about your ideas on search engine optimization, SEO. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a term that you've got to know. That's an acronym that should be rolling off the end of your tongue every day. Mitchell, there's a really disturbing statistic that I've heard recently that's got me pretty upset. After all these years, it seems that approximately 50% of small businesses still don't have a website. I can't even comprehend that. Can you?
I can't. I mean, I suppose if you're as you described it earlier, a local dry cleaner, it will be of limited use. But what we find is that when you go on the web, first of all, if you're doing something right, you're able to attract a pretty big audience inexpensively. Just if you have to think about it as marketing, if you take a step back, most marketing that all of us know is what's called push marketing,
yep.
Where you push out an advertisement or a commercial or a piece of mail, and the only place where you had pull advertising, which is where a consumer sought you out for most of my lifetime, was the Yellow Pages.
Right.
And now Google has basically taken that online, and people are typing in what they want, and as long as you are there with your signpost and the link to your site, you can do it. And I think the 50% of the businesses that don't have it need to think long and hard.
Well, I think they're dinosaurs. I think they're dinosaurs waiting to become extinct. And see, the reason that I disagree with what you said about the dry cleaners is, if I'm new in town and I'm looking for a dry cleaners, I'm going to do what you just said. I'm not going to go to the phone book. I'm going to type it into Google or MSN or Yahoo or something like that, and I'm going to want directions to that place, and I'm going to want to know if you deliver and how late you work and those kinds of things, and all that for a dry cleaners. To have that information up on two pages on a dry cleaners website might cost that person $100 to build. And actually, if they knew anything at all, they could build it themselves for almost nothing, and it might cost them $19.99 a month to host. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. One of the big things that Google has rolled out with over the last couple of years is something called Google Local,
yep.
Where they will automatically take you to a map. So if you were to type in dry cleaner, they will give a listing of the dry cleaners in town, and if you have taken the time to put your information into Google Local, which you have the ability to actually give them a feed of information, you'll come up to the top, because they're going to reward the people that have taken the time to provide that information.
And don't forget, more and more people have handsets, which we used to call cell phones. They have handsets that have the ability for people to see a full HTML web page on their website, I mean on the screen, and they can see everything in the palm of their hand that you can see on your desktop.
Right.
So they're wandering around out there in their car, they're looking for the restaurant, they're looking for your wholesale company, whatever it might be, and if you're not there, then you're out of business as far as the Internet's concerned.
Absolutely right. And I think, you know, one of the things we find is that we get about 5,000 doctors a month that actually come online, update their profile, adjust the information, and it's mostly the younger guys, because they recognize that that's the way they're going to be found.
Are you incorporating social networking into your program, into your website? Is there anything, any demand for that?
We do to some extent. We have a piece of our site that's like TripAdvisor, in which people come in and give their consumer opinions about doctors. We actually have doctors give their opinion about other doctors. So you can get a pretty well-rounded view, in which you can look at a doctor and see what people say about him, other doctors say about him, and then the hard facts.
Whether it's
the school, the wards, what they specialized in, how many procedures they do of a particular type.
Think about it as matchmaking for a patient and a doctor. At vitals.com, V-I-T-A-L-S.com. Hey, Mitchell, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your time.
We'll see you next time. Quick break.
Okay.
Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.